I am at Scott and White Hospital in Temple. This is the second hospital I've been to. The first one was Metroplex Hospital in Killeen, and that's a smaller hospital. And from what I was told, 7 of the victims were taken there initially. 2 of them were actually airlifted here to Scott and White, and 2 of them were taken to Seton Medical Center in Round Rock. And the reason that the majority of them were brought here was just because this is the only level 1 trauma center in the area. And the scene here is vastly different from the first one I encountered. There are, I want to say, almost 100 people still standing in line to donate blood. After the incident occurred, there was a radio announcement saying that they needed blood because most of the victims were being taken here to Scott and White. And I spoke to a woman who stood in line for about 3 hours to donate blood, and she said they started turning people away about an hour ago. There's 2 entrances that are open. One of them is the emergency room. And you have to be a patient, obviously, to get into that to that entrance, excuse me. And the other one is this entrance here where people are lining up to donate, and you have to be escorted over here. Security guards said that they are in quote-unquote major lockdown mode, which he said is standard practice. Anything significant like this happens. Obviously, the post for it is still closed down. And the faces here are, they're what you expect. You know, they're tired. They've been standing a long time, but they seem to exude a lot of compassion. One face that stood out in particular was a Sergeant Miguel Alamo, who was just sitting by himself, and strangers were coming up to him, patting him on the back, thanking him for his service. And I spoke to the gentleman, and he said he was actually on his way back from lunch, back to Fort, when he heard the announcement on the radio. And he got a call telling him not to go back. And he is just sitting here stunned. He told me he's stunned. He cannot believe that this is happening. And he's still waiting to donate blood. And there's, like I said, people around him comforting him. But any question I ask about, you know, is this expected? You know, tell me about the trauma of serving overseas. And he shook all that off. And he said, no. He's like, it just really doesn't matter how bad it gets over there, what you see. We're all trained to take care of each other. And, again, he said the word stunned at least a half dozen times. He's just in shock right now.